It's the Joe and Alex Show! Radio Now, good morning. Joe's Journey, week number 19. Last week, I weighed in at 395.8. This week, I'm down 3.6 pounds.
That's good.
Yeah, that's right, down to 392.2. And I'll tell you what, I'm loving going to these Overeaters Anonymous meetings. And I am. And once again, it doesn't matter. But
I'm just so glad you
went. I'm
being
real with you. I have not had time. I've been trying to. I go to one around 12 o'clock, and it's a lot. It's all women. No dudes have showed up yet, which is fine. But it's so interesting. People share so much. I'm not actually going to say what they say because I want to respect it. You're supposed to keep things private, but you know me. I share everything.
Tell me off the air.
Okay, well, I'm waiting to hear about that one. No. But it's amazing. People open up. They're just, they pour out, and it just feels like a safe space to actually share what you're struggling with. And you're like, holy crap. Okay, I guess I'm not the only one that struggles with food for whatever reason it is.
Well, of course not.
But there's this book, though, that kind of the, it's, they base Overeaters Anonymous, if you don't know, kind of off of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's how they do it. They have 12 steps to different things, and it actually applies a lot of the principles. So I'm reading that book right now. I just got it at the library, and it's so damn interesting. It's like, wow.
How long does it take to complete each step?
Everybody's different.
Oh.
I think it's kind of at your own pace.
Oh, okay. So you could be in this for, some of those people have probably been in that class for years. Some of them have been only a little bit.
The way, I guess the class Overeaters Anonymous, or the group Overeaters Anonymous, that's kind, I mean, it's each their own, but that could be a lifetime thing. That doesn't mean you didn't master it, but it's like anytime people that have addictions or alcohol or
keeping
drugs.
Keeping it in check.
You always go to the meetings, even if you're 20. I have an uncle who's 30 years clean and sober from alcohol, but he still goes because he used to be such a bad alcoholic, and that grounds him. It keeps him in check because he still has days where it's like, man, I really want to drink.
Yeah, and also the people who do have like 30 years under their belt of sobriety can help out the people who are just trying to get sober for the first time.
That's true.
Totally. And I just want to keep on pointing it out there. Listen, I'm never going to say, I'm going to regret saying this right now, so I'm going to say that I regret it. I don't like listening to Alex. I don't like listening to Live the Web Girl. I don't like their advice. In this case, I'm glad they pushed me to go to Overeaters Anonymous because I still have a hard time because they sit there like, hi, I'm Joe. I'm an overeater. I'm like, I don't want to say that. It just sounds weird to accept what you are, what you have, as if like it's some curse, like you're like a weirdo. But I'll tell you what, it is so good to go. So if you don't have the courage, maybe if I can do it, I'll go with you if you want to send us a DM or something like that. Because if you thought about it, and there's different things. Maybe you're anorexic. Maybe you're bulimic. Whatever it is. Maybe you're just a compulsive eater and you eat when you're sad or you cry, whatever. Holy crap. This is like extra therapy for me. And it's really helping me understand. I haven't mastered anything. I haven't conquered anything yet. I'm not saying like, wow, I'm done after going for two Mondays in a row. But it really, I think, is going to help me a lot. I realize I'm not alone, and like, I can work these steps and try to get there and have people that support me. That's what life's about, having people around you to support you, you know, to keep you accountable and to try to make you realize that you can do this.
I'm glad you went. I thought that you would like it. Just knowing you, I thought that that type of scenario would work well with you. Now, have you cried yet, sharing anything?
I have not cried, and I'm not opposed to it because I've cried before on the radio. Like, I don't mind, but I have not cried yet. I don't know. I don't know if I'm ever going to cry in that class or not.
What has Lindsay said about you going?
She's very proud of me.
That's good.
Aww,
yeah, she's very happy. I mean,
does she want you to lose weight, or does she like you how you are?
Oh, she totally does. Not from a vanity point. I mean, Lindsay married me knowing that I was fat and hairy. I mean, she knew what she was getting into, but she just wants me to be around. And that's the stuff, Alex, as I wrap up Joe's Journey this week. You could follow it all online at radionowindy.com. The things that, it's easy to say, well, go do it if that's what you're thinking about, but real talk, the thing that weighs on my mind every freaking time, and nobody says anything to me, but this is my stress that I bring on. I think about, first of all, it's like, how can my wife sexually be attracted to me? Like, I mean, just like real talk, when I'm naked, I'm like,
have you said that in the group?
Not in the group yet. I don't know if I want to talk about sex with these women. They're like my grandmas or my mom, but I could. But I just think about that. Like, physically, my wife, like, why would she want to have sex with me? I don't see how she's attracted or turned on. I don't understand just what I can only imagine what it's like to be my wife every day and to love me so much inside and to see past my looks, but still worry. Like, we had a friend like a year ago, her husband died. He was 37. He had a heart attack. I'm like almost 400 pounds. I could easily drop dead right here on the radio. So I think about that. I think about my mother and father-in-law who I know love me, but I wonder if sometimes it's like, I can't believe we let this guy marry my daughter. Like, he's
just
not even,
because of your weight.
Well, am I going to be around to take care of their daughter and provide? Like, what good am I going to be if I drop dead and die or have a stroke or something?
Well, not very good. You won't be good at all. That's why it's important to
just,
be healthy.
These are just things that I think about. And then I just think about, God forbid, I'm already having to take care of my mom and my grandma. I worry so much about them. Like, what if something happens where I die? And, like, what would that do to them?
Well, you said that you went to two of these groups this week, right? Why?
No, I wanted to. I couldn't make it to the nighttime class because they have them all different times, different days. We got so busy. We've been so busy with work this past week or two. But I'm going to try to go to a night class too. Hopefully there's some older people and see a different approach. But it's really been helping out. So I recommend to people to go check it out. Go check out Overeaters Anonymous if that's something you've been thinking about doing. And I promise I will at least reach back out to you if you message me if you've been thinking about going. Like if you really, really been thinking about going, I'll go with you. That way you're not alone. You don't even have to act like you know me. We can just walk in together like random people, okay?
And so let me ask you this. There was a story in the news that we talked about earlier in the show of a guy who has a personal trainer who's also overweight and on his own journey. And his personal trainer's approach was to get a poster made of him with his picture on it and post it in all his favorite restaurants where he lives and say, do not serve this guy. He's obese. He's struggling with his weight and we're trying to get him to lose weight. And you said earlier that you would be okay with Liv and I going around Broad Ripple and posting up those same posters about you?
I think if you asked me like you did, yes. If I just went to go down to Chick-fil-A over in Broad Ripple and Keystone, and I'm like, what the heck? What is this? And it's all over their signs. I would be pissed and mortified. But in this case, yeah, if you and Liv actually want to do it.
The only thing is, I don't think national chains are going to let us post. They are very particular about anything and everything that hangs in their restaurants.
All right.
It has to probably be only local
places. If you're a local restaurant here and you would like to help me out by putting up a sign, you can let us know at Joe and Alex Show. You can tweet us or send us a DM on Twitter and Instagram. And Alex and Liv, you're saying you're going to go put up these signs?
Yeah, signs will say, this man is a pervert.
No, I'm not. I'm not a pervert. Never mind. We are absolutely not doing this.